Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to discuss how to handle those people at work who hook you. Mm-hmm. We're going to begin with a question from one of our listeners asking how to handle an irritating coworker. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to spend the second half of our podcast talking about the importance of knowing and understanding your own hooks.
Yes, I love this topic.
I knew you would.
I can't wait to talk about all the people and situations that hook me.
Yeah.
And I hope that our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I work for a PR firm, and I have a coworker who drives me crazy. He's one of those people who is extremely friendly, but I find him irritating. He walks into a room and immediately demands attention. He cracks jokes, asks inappropriate questions, interrupts me when I'm talking, and monopolizes every conversation. No one else seems bothered by his behavior, but he rattles my nerves. What should I do?
I think I know him. I mean, there's one in every company, or there's always one at every party. There's
Definitely.
Somebody like this who dominates.
Like,
and
sounds like a ham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A ham. That's a great name.
Ooh. Yeah. It's interesting that no one else seems bothered by it, probably because they're just not taking it personally. They just they see it as his problem and they don't feel the need to take it on. Or maybe they actually are truly entertained by him some of the time, and the rest of the time they can tune it out.
Yeah.
Right,
but this
is
clearly something that gets to you.
Right, exactly. Hooks you.
We would call it a hook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, so for defining purposes, a hook is any behavior or situation at work that sets you off emotionally, physically, or mentally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it causes you to have a consistent negative internal reaction to that person or thing.
Mm. Right. And you meet these people not just in the office, you meet them at your family, that you meet them at parties. I mean, you meet them on the subway.
In Port Authority.
Right. At all different kinds of events. People, you know, we get hooked by other people's behavior because, you know, people behave badly sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how one person will get hooked and the others that you're with may not.
Right. Mm.
So it really is understanding what bothers you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the perfect kind of situation to use our unhooking technique, mm-hmm. wouldn't you say, from Working With You Is Killing Me?
Yeah. Go ahead and give it.
Well, so our unhooking technique has four stages. There's you unhook physically, unhook mentally, unhook verbally, and then unhook with a business tool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what would you do physically to unhook from this person?
Well, once you get upset, once somebody gets in your system and you're kind of ticked off, you have to do whatever you can to physically unhook. So that, you know, sometimes it's just leaving the room, going to the bathroom, washing your hands, just energetically changing the field. Sometimes you have to go run around the block. Sometimes, like, I mean, if it's really offensive, if he really destroyed your day, you probably have to go to the gym a couple of days and really work it out. Sometimes a shower will do it, or a couple of showers or a steam bath, you know, different things.
Five or six showers.
Right. But to remember that once it's in your body, you're physically physically hooked.
So we're talking about energetically purging the negative physical reaction that you're having to this person.
Yeah. So then mentally.
So mentally, after you've unhooked physically, which means you've calmed your system down, you've soothed yourself a little bit, mentally, we invite you to take our inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And the inventory is five questions. First is, what's happening here? Second is, what are the facts? Third is, what is their part? Fourth is, what is my part? And fifth is, what are my options?
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at this situation, what's happening here, you probably would say, oh, God, that idiot is coming into the room again. I can't stand him. He ruins my day. He sucks the air out of the room. I wish we'd get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Right? That's your story. Then what are the facts? Okay, a coworker who drives me crazy has just entered the room.
Mm-hmm.
What's his part? So obviously this guy is needy. Mm-hmm. You said he's a ham, Logan. So he's probably insecure. He's loud. He, you know, he demands attention. But then what's my part? And I think in this situation, actually, my part is being activated by his behavior.
I let it get to me.
Exactly.
Mm. That has any power over me is your part.
Right. So, and I want him to change. I mean, I think very often we get in power struggles with the people whose behavior we want them to pull themselves together and cut it out. Mm-hmm. So then what are my options? Well, the options are you can continue to sit and stew in resentment every time this person comes into the room.
Right.
What else? You could yell at them. Shut up. I can't stand you.
You can try to get them fired.
You could try to get them. You could go tell on them. I don't like this person. He cracks bad jokes. Or I think you could find some more constructive way probably to stop taking him personally.
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to get to a place where you either laugh at it or, you know, you just, it has no effect on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
He's not personally doing it to you. He's doing it to everybody.
Right.
And it has no target. It's just the way he operates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and the more advanced technique of unhooking is detaching and depersonalizing. So if the regular unhooking doesn't work, but by going through these five steps and looking at, okay, well, I'm taking it personally. That's my role. That's really where your power is.
That's right.
In figuring out, okay, well, I don't have to, you know, I can leave the room every time this guy enters and just put myself in a different environment or talk to somebody else and just not give it the energy.
Right.
You know, and that, and you have power over this. That's the odd thing.
Yeah.
Is that it seems like this person has all the power and this person is a problem, but really you don't have to take it that way.
Right.
I know it's a hard thing to do.
It is a hard thing to do. And I want to say that sometimes it's the people at work who remind us of other people we can't stand.
That's right.
That really set us off. You know, if you're feeling hysterical, it's usually historical. So this person may remind you of someone else in your family system that's a loud mouth, that demands attention, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Mm. Oh boy. All right. Yeah.
So Kathy, you're the best at unhooking verbally. What would you do with this person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I think once I understand that the power is in the way I'm interpreting it, I might actually laugh at their jokes or just say, oh, you're so funny. I might just, you know, go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because I don't think there's much to say here.
Right.
Because the verbal unhooking, what that is about moving the situation forward.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say something that's going to keep it locked in a power struggle, like shut up, that would not be verbally unhooking.
No.
So yeah, you want it to move forward and you don't want it to be a problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes nothing is the best.
Well,
thing to
say. Right. That's right. And that may be the case in this case, right? Where you don't have to say a whole lot.
And then unhooking with a business tool, I'm not really sure that applies here.
Probably not.
Right.
Unless it's figuring out, you know, creating a policy that obnoxious people aren't allowed to work in this company.
God. That is probably not going to happen. But, you know, the unhooking technique is really powerful. So if you want to pick up a copy of Working With You Is Killing Me, it's throughout the entire book. It teaches you the unhooking technique, and it really, really works.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. And I also want to say that this kind of person, this needy person or the person who demands attention, I think for people who are sort of the opposite of this, it can be a very challenging person to have as part of your team, right? Like if you're kind of a cool observer, you just do your job, you don't make a lot of noise about it. This particular kind of person can be hard to stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you turn a corner on this one, you'll see that it's sad.
Yeah.
Mm.
That they're pathetic.
Well, it's sad that they need the attention.
There's something deeper going on than just the inappropriate jokes and loudness.
Yeah.
That's where you want to get. You want to be able to know this has nothing to do with you.
That's the big thing here, right? Is just not taking this behavior personally.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then let somebody who's in an authority position take care of it.
Right.
It's not your job. Not your job.
Yeah. And I also want to say no one else seems bothered by this person's behavior.
That tells you a lot. Well, it tells you that you know, it's a hook for you.
Right.
It does. And the other thing you don't want to be looking for is agreement on what an obnoxious person this is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Kathy's
probably
face.
Make you more frustrated. Like, why are you not seeing how irritable this person is?
Yeah, you could do that, and then right? you usually look like the problem. Like
the problem person,
yeah. A lot of people don't like that advice, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They want justice. They want this person to get arrested. They want this person to get fired.
That's right.
Right.
But that's not what's going to happen here. You got to just let
it go. Okay, so this is all about you, basically. We're saying use our unhooking technique, cool yourself down, release the negative energy, and then look at the situation from a position of it's nothing personal. And what can you do to not take on this person?
So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk about knowing your own hooks. So you want to hear that. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 22828 at My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing how to identify who and what hooks you at work.
Mm-hmm.
You got a list?
Yeah. I do. I was going to start with my own hooks.
Okay.
So one of my biggest hooks, and everyone here knows this, is rude behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's rude or dismissive, I have a very strong reaction to. The other thing that I respond to that I get hooked to very easily are super needy individuals and the people who talk incessantly and don't listen.
That's good ones. Good ones.
I have a bunch more, but I wanted to hear what yours are, Kathy.
There's two that really bother me. Someone who lies, and I know that they're lying when they're saying it to me. That really bothers me. And then somebody who makes false promises, like they, they say, if you work with me, you're going to get all kinds of clients. I have just learned over time that that's not true.
Yeah.
So it's right. also like lying. It's the same. Maybe that's my one hook. I don't like being lied to or deceived or just, saying things to get what you want from me that are about you.
Yeah.
I'd rather somebody was really honest and say, I don't know how I'm going to pay you for this, but this is really what I would like.
Right.
I would, that would be so much better for me to say, let's just do it.
Yeah.
But it's the fakeness.
Yeah.
I get really hooked.
That hooks you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How about for you, Logan? Do you know what people and things, behaviors hook you?
Know-it-alls are not my favorite.
Yeah.
And people that have general air of like entitlement, of self-entitlement are also my favorite.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
There's a lot of those. Yeah.
All right. So here are a few more kinds of people or situations, behaviors that may bother you. And we ask you to listen and just think, who are the people that set you off emotionally, mentally, physically, cause a reaction in you? Is it the very loud employee? Is it the self-promoter who's always talking about how wonderful they are? Is it the person who's so ingratiating? I think we used to call those brown nosers, but, who's so ingratiating of everyone that it makes you sick. Is it the liar, as Kathy mentioned? Is it the person who's passive aggressive and sort of puts others down or excludes or does something, but you can't touch it directly? Is it the complainer, the person who won't stop complaining? Or is it the do-nothing person, the one who will never lift a finger for anything? Is it the credit stealer who takes credit for your work? I just thought of the drama queen, for whom everything is such a big deal that you never get to take the focus off of them. Or is it the gossip? Does it bother you if someone is spreading rumors about other people? And finally, I thought of, is it the BSer, the person who you know knows nothing but acts as if they know everything?
Oh, yeah. I just thought of another one, the competitive person.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Who's always trying to top you or prove that you're wrong or prove that they know more than you do.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, and then there's the name, what is it called? The name wagger, the person who's drops the name dropper.
Oh, yeah.
The person who's always talking, you know, trying to tell you how impressive all their connections are and how all their experiences are.
Okay. So you may have others that we didn't mention that really get you.
Yeah.
You know, it might be that somebody who's pretty or better dressed. So there's a whole amount, you know, there's tons of these. But knowing what hooks you is very helpful to understand that this is about you and that you have to work on letting it go.
That's right.
That, you know, the other person's just being who they are and they're going to do that with everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. They didn't personally come at you. They do it to everybody. They come at everybody.
Yeah. And actually, I was going to say that's true for the person who's chronically late, who may leave you waiting, or the person who can never meet a deadline, or the person who's chronically disorganized, and you may become furious because they're screwing with your work product. I was just thinking there can be little things like a throat clearer.
Mm-hmm.
I had an office next to a throat clearer.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Or it's some other kind of tick, or even a sloppy eater. Someone was, one of my clients was telling me that she shares, you know, a workspace with this person who just like spills everything all over themselves.
My client who just left was telling me that there's somebody who eats greasy food in the office, and the office
reeks.
It reeks of hamburger or like greasy fries all day long, and it makes her sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good example of something that if you had agreement within the office setting, you could create a policy of some kind about foods or, you know, things that are permitted. In fact, I think we once
we've
created
done that.
A policy about
food and about, you know, sound, loudness.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That has to happen sometimes in a work environment where people don't consider others.
Yeah. Right.
But this is really about understanding what sets you off.
Exactly.
That doesn't set other people off. I think greasy fries sets a lot of people off. Just things that set you off that's more unique to you and what you're not willing to tolerate with.
Right. Yeah.
That's something we really want you to think about. If you have any questions, please write us and let us know what your hooks are. Maybe we can, you know, use your experience in a following podcast.
Yeah. Exactly. We will help you unhook from any situation you'd like to offer.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.